I'm a sucker for Mike and Gia. Can get enough. Hits 105.9.
Another Friday done. Week is over. Hello, weekend.
Yeah, you're already on the weekend at like 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Because you're just ready to jet set off to the Goldie.
I need to go as soon as possible because I just need to get there because there's a massive rain event happening on the eastern coast there. It's the biggest one in about 2 decades.
And you're going to brave that just to get to the Eurovision Australia Decides competition.
Yes, I want to be there and hopefully I will, fingers crossed. I'm hoping for no delays.
Well, see, because Vanessa Amorose is going to be there.
Oh, also Kate Miller-Heike will be there as well. Dami Im's going to be there too.
Pretty much just everyone that Mike loves is going to be in the same room.
I mean, Dami Im, friend of the show, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm convinced and see if we can get Vanessa and Kate on the show and make them friends of the show as well.
You know what you should do? Yell out from the crowd, Dami, remember me?
From Orange, that one guy?
She'll totally remember you and won't find it creepy at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. But while you are on the Gold Coast, I have set you a bit of a challenge for the Eurovision event. You're going to get to hear what that is in this catch-up.
Let's see how that goes. but Married at First Sight is underway. It's always causing controversy.
Yeah, and there's one particular person we've met so far this season who's been... let's just say that they call her Hurricane Hayley, and she's pretty full on, and she was a lot of fun when she joined us this morning.
Speaking of hurricanes, it may not be as serious as that, but massive weather event happening across Australia at the moment, so we needed to get to Gavin Morris, our weather expert, to fill us in on what that all means for us, especially.
Yes, indeed. Oh, you know what we should have asked Gav? Whether he has a name for his car.
Yes!
I feel like Gavin would.
Yeah, oh, Gavin definitely would. He's the kind of guy...
Gavin would definitely have a name for his car, I reckon. Well, we did ask the people of Orange and the Central West this morning because my car is called the Maserati.
It's a good name.
And yours is called Kylie.
Kylie Corolla.
Very cute. But the names that came through on the Hit 105.9 social pages and on the phone lines were really fun.
Absolutely. Also, what you're about to hear is... An unfortunate thing was found in a car here in Orange, actually.
And it definitely didn't belong to me.
It definitely didn't belong to me. But you're going to hear what it is, and oh my God, I don't know why you would keep that in there. But anyway.
Enjoy this.
It's in the catch-up. Thank you so much. We'll catch you Monday.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:40. We do it thanks to the Orange City Centre.
I've told you how over the last few days, Mike, I've been sort of trolling through Spread the Word in Orange because I'm looking to buy a new bed.
Yeah, you're looking for a deal.
Yeah, so I've been scrolling through looking for pictures because if it looks like an ugly bed, I'm not interested, right? But when I was scrolling through, I came across a picture that was very, let's just say, eye-catching.
Okay.
And despite not being a mattress, it made me pause. So there was this man named James who's posted and he's just very innocently looking for the owner of a car that was traded in earlier in the morning of that day.
Yeah.
So this woman has taken her car to trade it in so it can be sold secondhand and unfortunately has left something in the glove box that James is just trying to get back to her.
Like a credit card or a watch, a ring?
Well, I'm betting that the owner wishes it was one of those kinds of objects. Unfortunately, it was something of an adult nature.
Oh, like a DVD or...
It was a toy that an adult might like. In the glove box of a car.
Right?
That got traded into a dealership.
Okay.
I'll just show you the picture.
It is a replica of... I think we don't have to dive into what it is.
I think that you can maybe put two and two together and guess what this poor woman has left in her glove box when she handed in her car.
Yeah, so that was in her glove box.
In the glove box.
Honey, check the car before you trade it in. Everything, the glove box, the boot, everything.
Couldn't you just imagine, that would be the first thing you do. You go, oh, I look under the seats, make sure nothing's fallen under there, and then you check all of the console parts.
Yes.
How did you miss that? And also, why is that in your car?
That is a damn good question.
What is she doing with that in her car?
Okay, there could be a perfectly reasonable explanation for all of this.
I'm all ears to whatever it could be, because none of the rational things are going through my mind right now.
We can think the worst all we want, but however it could be, we don't know. We don't know. For example, it could be a bachelor party that has the, like, leftover stuff from a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a prank. It could be a prank that someone
could
has played
be a prank.
On them.
You're right. Or, you know how they have Tupperware parties?
Oh, yes.
They actually have parties that sell these kind of adult fun things.
Don't they exist? Like, they do have those sort of things,
don't
they?
Maybe she's just gone to one of those Tupperware adult parties.
There we go. See, perfectly reasonable explanations that don't immediately point to the worst.
I feel, like, sad for her, though, because... let's be real. No one's putting their hand up to claim that.
No, exactly. But the thing is, like, if it was traded in, someone's got to know who that
who
car belongs to. Oh, you're really hoping that they don't dig deep and it's like, just discard that and we'll all move on.
Oh, so you think they might trace it back to me? Is that what you...
Old School 5 next, hit 105.9. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 21 minutes past 7. Gia, I'm a little bit nervous today.
Why?
Because it's a very big rain event that's happening across the east coast of Australia, and that's where I'm heading very soon.
Oh, where are you going?
Well, I'm going to the Gold Coast today.
You're going to the Goldie today?
I am going. I did not mean to book it on potentially the wettest day in 2 decades.
Yeah, like if you're going to the Gold Coast, you want it to be golden, a.k.a.
When I booked this, I was under the impression the Gold Coast in summer might be sunny.
Well, why are you going there then?
Well, it's Eurovision. Australia decides. So it's the Australian selection. So this is the second time this has happened, where basically 10 songs are basically put up against each other, and then it's up to the public to vote to send to Eurovision later this year.
Yeah, so it's like us finalising who we want to then compete in Eurovision.
So last year, Kate Miller-Heidke won with Zero Gravity.
That was incredible.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
I'm still living for her performance.
It was very iconic, so much so that her, like, spike crown that she wore is now being passed around as, like, that's the trophy to win at this thing
this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, that's exciting. I can't believe you're going to be there and watch this all unfold,
it's
though.
It's very cool. I'm still quite new to the Eurovision world, really.
Well, but who's sort of going head to head in this competition?
It's a great mix of, like, unknowns and well-known artists as well. So it's really going to be about the songs that they are put forward. Like, there are unknowns and there are massive names that everyone knows, the likes of Vanessa Amorosi.
Okay, yep.
Casey Donovan.
Know that person.
Jack Vigeon.
Oh, yeah, he was on The Voice.
Diana Rivers, winner of The Voice last year. She's partaking in this.
Oh.
So a lot of big names are involved, but it's a matter of who's going to win. And what I want to do right now, I've got a couple of the favourites.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, bookies have their favourites of who's going to win. There are two, like, front runners, and I love a dark horse, and there's one dark horse that could do it as well.
Okay, so are we going to get a snippet of what they sound like?
Absolutely. So let's start with Vanessa Amorosi's entry.
Yep.
It's called Lessons of Love. Heavy ballad that's there to showcase her vocals more so.
Yeah, I'm not sold on it. What's the next one?
Montaigne. Now, you might remember Montaigne from the chorus of the Hilltop Hoods 1955.
Oh, okay. The female vocal on that.
Yes. She's partaking in a song called Don't Break Me.
See, that sounds a little more Eurovision-y to me.
Yeah, well, again, those are the two front runners.
Okay.
Those are the bookies' favourites. It's honestly probably going to come down to those two. However, there is a dark horse in there from a relative unknown by the name of Jaguar Jones.
That's a cool name.
It's a really cool,
really
name.
Cool name.
She's born in Japan, raised by a Vietnamese mum and an Australian father.
Yeah.
Really brand new onto the scene. Her song's called Rabbit Hole. A little bit alternative there.
To be honest, that sounds more entertaining to me than the other two. I'm over the boring ballads.
It's out there. It's different. And that's what, there's a lot of buzz around that one.
Well, that's what Eurovision's all about. Mm. I feel like if you've ever watched Eurovision, you'll know that the weirdest stuff seems to be what is the favourite stuff.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Although, that being said, songs like what Vanessa and Montaigne did won Eurovision last year, like a classic pop ballad.
Yeah.
That won last year. So naturally, that's what they're going to go for. But it all comes down to this Saturday night. It airs live, I think, on SBS.
You're going to be there.
I'll be in the Gold Coast Convention Centre.
Oh my God! Can you take like a poster of us and try to get us on TV?
I'll see what I can do.
Please, I don't even care about the performance anymore. Just get us on TV.
It's only on SBS. Let's be real here.
Yeah, not many people will see it, but it'll still count. But
actually, more people probably around the world will see it because there's a lot of
we're going global. Mike this and Gia are going how it happens. Global. Well, you report back on Monday. I want to hear how it's all gone and whether you got us there.
Of those three, which one do you think wins?
I think Montaigne.
You think Montaigne?
Yeah.
I think Montaigne as well, but obviously soft spot for Vanessa because have you met me?
Because you're obsessed with Vanessa. You won't even be here on Monday if Vanessa doesn't win.
I'll be in your bed
just rocking
I'll
back
be in
a, and forth.
I'll be an absolute wreck. but yes, I'll report back to see which one will take home the victory and who's going all the way to the Netherlands later in May. Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 7:41.
And we want to know on 13, 12, 16, whether you've named your car. Because yesterday on the show, we were talking about some stats out about luxury car drivers acting a certain way. And this happened. I'm just glad I'm rocking around in a Maserati, right? Mm. Like, our little Corolla and Mazda. What would that say about us, do you reckon?
I think that we're quite middle of the road. We're quite non-special.
Excuse me, mine even has a name. It's Maserati. If it's special.
That's a fun name.
Well, that's it. Like, I'm rocking around in a little blue speedy Mazda 3. And to be honest, long-distance boyfriend Tom gave it that name.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he said that I have a champagne taste on a beer budget.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
yeah, I can see that.
Mazda, but I wish I had a Mazda, like a Maserati.
Maserati. Now you don't know how to say the actual name of the car.
Because Maserati sounds so much better.
It does sound a little fun. I think everyone names their car.
Have you got one for your Corolla?
I do, actually. And I didn't name it. A friend of mine named its name is Kylie Corolla.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because my friend who like names all his cars, he's had like three cars in the last like 6 years, he names all of them. He named mine because he drove it and was like, it's quick, it's efficient, it's speedy, it's an inner city sort of person, it's Kylie.
As in, like, Kylie Minogue?
No, not really. I don't think he even thought about Kylie in general.
That's just a happy coincidence because you love Kylie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kylie the Corolla. See,
Kylie
Corolla.
I think Corolla would also be spelled with a K.
Oh, it has to be. Yeah. It's like the Kardashians. Yeah, They're all Ks, even though their name should start with a C.
Yes, exactly.
But I think that's a common thing, to name your car, especially alliterative car names, like my Kylie Corolla.
Exactly. My parents name all their cars as well. Like, they had a Holden Cruz for a while. They named it Penelope. Penelope Cruz.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah.
See, I'd never done it.
And
Tom gave the Maserati its name, so I've never really named a car, but I'm so intrigued by people who seem to want to give their car a little bit of jazz, a little bit of personality.
I think that's it. It comes down to things like the make of the car, the colour of the car as well. Also, whether like the a kid named it as well. A cousin of mine named their first car like back in the early 90s. Just gave it a normal name of Julie.
No
reason. Just that car's name is Julie.
Just looks like a Julie
just
to me.
Just looks like a Julie. I think it was like a really beaten up like Holden or something.
Oh my God. Well, we would love to hear on 13, 12, 16 if you have a name for your car.
Mm.
Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. You could be walking away with a Bella Spazio voucher.
R&B Fridays, it kicks off at 9 o'clock this morning. Blue Cantrell, Breathe, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 7:51.
And we want to know what your car's named on 13, 12, 16, because Mike and I have realised that both of our cars have been given names, despite the fact that we are fully grown adults.
Yes.
We're still naming our cars.
Yeah, I think it comes from being a kid as well, as I think if your parents did it, your friends do it, whatever, you then start to do it yourself.
Yeah, or if someone names your car for you and then you just roll with it, which
is
what happened with your car.
Also, like, if your car is very easily punnable, Like, if there's a reason to make a pun out of your name, that always attributes to it.
Well, Maddie has commented on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page. She's followed a similar vein to you. You've got Kylie the Corolla.
Yes, alliteration.
She's got Kelly the Kia.
Oh, Kelly Kia. Mm. Oh, Kia Kelly.
It's punchy.
Nice.
I like it. Whereas Kristen's commented saying that her car is called the Little Phantom because it's purple.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That is cool.
That's a cool name.
I love this one. Maddie said, my Q5 is called Susie Q.
Ah, Susie Q5, nice.
Yeah.
See, these are cool names. I've just got Kylie, but that's fine.
Yeah, right? They're clever. I love this one from Carol. She has a Kluger, and it's called Freddy.
Freddy Kluger. Oh.
Like Freddy Krueger, but Kluger.
That's actually amazing.
So clever. I love that.
That's so cool. 13, 12, 16, we've got Josh. Josh, do you name your car?
Not my current one, but one of my past ones I have, definitely.
Okay, first of all, give us the make of the car and the colour of it, and we'll see if we can guess the name.
Okay. It was a white Toyota Corona.
Oh. Corona. Well, I mean, it obviously ties in with the beer.
Yeah, I
and it was too far before the coronavirus to have any ties in with that.
I would say...
Kiki the Corona.
I'm thinking a little bit, you know, Latina influence. I'm thinking Serena.
Oh, okay. How far off are we?
Really, really far. Okay,
what is it?
Jeff.
Why was it called Jeff?
Oh, why did you pick that name?
I actually didn't pick it. My mum picked it. It was pretty random, but yeah, we called it Jeff for years. I had it for years.
Did she explain why she named it Jeff, or she was just feeling it?
No, she never did, actually.
No.
She just looked at it and was like, that car's a Jeff.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Okay, why not? I mean, that's a fair enough name. It's weird when you give them, like, totally human names.
But... Yeah, I love that. It's like when you name dogs completely human names. It's bizarre, isn't it? But so you have a new car. Have you had any thoughts about naming that?
I haven't, actually. No.
Well, what kind of car is it? We'll give it a name.
Colour and make.
Silver Mitsubishi Triton Ute.
Oh,
Triton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I'm thinking Little Mermaid because of Triton.
Right. Okay.
And her dad was King Triton, so it's okay. Now called the Little Mermaid.
No. You know what? I'm thinking a big name. I'm thinking Zeus.
Like, sounds a little bit more manly.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. So maybe start calling it Zeus for a week and see how
it feels. We'll let you simmer on it. You can decide between Little Mermaid and Zeus. But either way, you are walking away with a Bella Spazio voucher. You can spoil your loved one this Valentine's Day with Bella Spazio.
Rubens, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to the Orange City Centre. And Gia, obviously maths is underway. And this week we met Hayley and David.
I want the house. I want the babies. I want the man. I want this more than anything.
I'm ready to spend the next 40, 50, 60 years, however long I live for the rest of my life with her.
Started showing a lot of promise early, but last night we saw it start to crack, and joining us on the line right now is Hayley. Good morning, Hayley.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Oh, so good. Look, Mike's not the biggest maths fan, but I am all
in. I thought you were going to say that he's not a fan of me. I was going to be like, Mike.
No.
I don't direct it personally.
No, see, we are absolutely living for you on this season, because obviously we met you on Wednesday night's episode and you were just loving life, having the best time ever. But then obviously there was that balance of it where David's parents weren't really loving you, loving life. Is it weird to be, like, watching that back?
No, because you know what? Like, a lot of people say about editing and that, you know, it wasn't like it was on the day. That's exactly how it happened. Those people were sticks in the mud. They didn't want a bar of me. I just don't think that they were happy with life.
Yeah, right. Well, do you watch any of it back and think, oh, maybe I should have not done that, or maybe I shouldn't have bothered to go over to them?
I just thought that I was personable. I thought that I was happy. I didn't think that I was rude. I'm definitely upbeat and I'm a loud person, but, you know, you can be loud and confident and be a dick. I'm not a dick.
No, that's it. You're just having, like, a good time at your wedding, which seems completely 100%. Rational. Do you definitely. Find watching it back... Have you noticed with David that things that you didn't notice in the moment?
Yeah, definitely. So, I'd say that it's more exaggerated, not more exaggerated, but like things that I thought were going on that I couldn't exactly confirm has been confirmed. So it's like, oh yeah, that was actually happening. Or like David's very emotional. He's a very soft person. And then last night, like on last night's episode, when he's like, you know, I would run to the airport on bloody feet. I was like, all right, mate, calm down. Like, you know, I thought that he was a soft guy. But last night I'm like, whoa, like, this is full on. Like, I've had like a couple of cigarettes. Like, let's calm down.
Well, that's right. I mean, it got pretty heated. And David pretty much confirmed that the experts weren't matching up to their ability when he said that his deal breaker was smoking it. And you are a self-confessed casual smoker.
Yeah, well, that's it. And look, I think that David had this checklist in his head going into the experiment, and he was like, the person's got to be X, Y, Z. But let's face it, all our checklists haven't worked. If we're on a show like this, we're coming in here to look for values that are below the surface. And, you know, I just think that he was a little bit shallow in his approach to the whole experiment, to be honest with you.
Right. So you don't necessarily see it as like a, you were set up to fail. You see it as a, the experts looked past that as being a
100%, definitely. Like, you know what I mean? Like if I said, oh, I want a guy that's tall, muscly, handsome, as soon as I saw David, it would have been out the window. He's overweight. He's not, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, he's not my ideal guy. So, you know, I went, and was I someone that's like, oh no, you don't do this, you don't do that, I'm not going to give you the time of the day? I was like, okay, you got a good personality, you got this, and let's see what's below the surface.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of drama happening on Massive for probably, what, the next 10 weeks or so? There's a long road ahead. Mm-hmm. So, Hayley from Mass, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with everything.
More than welcome, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. Talk soon.
New from the Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do, hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia joining us on the line right now, our weather expert, Gavin Morris.
Now, Gav, this seems weird to say because last time we talked to you it was so hot, but I'm wearing a jumper today.
Yeah.
Like, this is bizarre. We're not only looking at cooler weather, there's also rain on the cards. What's going on?
Yeah, look, it's an incredible system. It's a big one, particularly for areas that are on the eastern side of the Great Dividing Range. So typical. No fresh news to an ear on the western side. But look, this is a massive rain event. It's been really, really big. We've had 150, 200 millimetres right throughout northeastern New South Wales overnight. So lots of flash flooding there. It's a huge surge of a tropical air mass. So there's a lot of moisture content in it. It's really what we needed. Pushing a little further inland would certainly be handy, that's for sure. To get more of it on the western side of the divide would be fantastic. But look, we are going to continually see some falls. I think, we'll see some nice soaking rain at times that is going to come through over the weekend and into early next week. You know, not huge numbers for us, the tablelands, but as I said, we'll be picking up, you know, some as this system surges south and begins to grow and intensify over the weekend right along the east coast. There's a greater chance that we'll pick up, you know, better falls and, as I said, some slower soaking rain there, which will be nice. But, you know, the totals for us aren't going to be massive. They're not going to be, you know, like the big inland, not the big coastal numbers, but, you know, it'll be nice. We'll get a green tinge back, that's for sure. That'll keep growing or keep adding to that. That has certainly grown over the past couple of weeks. So this system, the good news is it's got so much energy in it that it is pushing further south, and that should hit the fire grounds around southern New South Wales and across the capital as well. So it's a good news story, and it really shows how much the pendulum has swung back in our favour now, that, you know, hopefully that this overall trend continues and, you know, we draw to an end, you know, the drought that has plagued us for so long and got so intense there during 2019.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're here in Orange, our level 6 water restrictions were pushed back by 2 weeks due to the increased rainfall that we've had this year so far. So the fact that there is even more rain coming our way, even if it's just a little incremental bits, it's all good news. Except for me, who I'm heading over to the Gold Coast in a couple of hours, which I think might be underwater at this point.
Yeah.
But weather expert Gavin Morris, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week, hopefully with much greener lawns.
I'd say so, yes. Yeah, we'll be the mowers will be firing up. They'll be full of rust. But, you know, hopefully we'll be mowing again. We're all expecting that, that's for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.